Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure as always. You're going to be glad you did because we got a very important new guest here with us, folks. A new friend, Dr. Udo Erasmus is with us, and he is a PhD in nutrition and also has an education background in counseling and as a professional as well. And his book is called Fats That Heal, Fats That Kill. And he's talking to us about our fat and the fat that, not only the fat that we have around my midsection, I won't talk about your fat, I'm only going to talk about mine, the fat around my midsection but also the fats that we put into our body. So Dr. Erasmus, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
It's good to have you here. I'm going to call you Udo because you're my new friend. Udo, let's talk about this now. Tell the audience what got you started doing this.
Well, I had lots of background in biochemistry and genetics and biological sciences, but I left when the geneticists started talking about cloning people. I didn't really want to do that.
Yeah.
And I then started building houses, growing gardens, got a pesticide applicator's license, got married. We had three kids. My wife found a new lover. Guess that says something about what kind of a husband I was. And I wanted to kill something, so I took a job as a pesticide sprayer. And after 3 years of being very careless, I got poisoned. Predictable outcome, right?
Right.
And at that point, the doctors couldn't help me. They have nothing for pesticide poisoning. And I decided that I should use my background to try and figure it out myself. Since the body's made out of food, I thought nutrition would be the place to go. And then I learned about fats and the damage done to fats by processing. I had cancer to look forward to, and these fats are associated with more cancer. So I thought we should be making oils with health rather than shelf life in mind. Because in getting them a long shelf life, there's a lot of damage done to them. And out of that came a whole...
So you're saying oils that we were able to buy, that were the healthy oils, were actually designed to last long on the shelf, but in doing that, they limited their effectiveness.
Right, where they took out the health benefits to get them a longer shelf life, basically.
I see. Okay.
And these are our cooking oils, you know, the colorless, odorless, tasteless oils that you find in all the prepared foods and that you fry with and all that. They increase cancer, increase certain forms of cardiovascular disease, and increase inflammation. And I thought, I can't get healthy on oils like that. We should make them with health rather than shelf life in mind.
Right.
And then I developed methods for doing that in 1983. 1986, developed flax oil. Everybody knows about it now.
Mm-hmm.
It's now a $500 million industry. And then I became omega-6 deficient on flax oil. So I ended up developing a blend that's called the 369 oil blend that has all the good stuff from fats, none of the bad stuff, in the right ratios, not damaged, and then packaged in glass because oils will actually swell plastic and plastic leaches into oil quicker
than
into water.
Is that right? Because, see, sometimes I buy olive oil in plastic bottles.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it.
Really?
No.
Only
because
buy it in
why?
Glass.
Because plastics are just pesticides, plastics, industrial chemicals, wrecked food molecules from processing or food preparation, and even pharmaceutical drugs. These are molecules that never existed in nature, so life never made a program for us to deal with them very well. So then they accumulate, and then they get us inflammation, and that leads to poor circulation, and that leads to stagnation in the tissues, and that leads to disease.
Okay,
so avoid those as much as possible.
So I should buy my oils in glass bottles, which I can do. I can get my olive oil. I use a pretty good bit of olive oil when I cook. What do you think about that idea?
Well, first of all, olive oil should never be used for cooking. Cooking should be done in water, and then good oil should be added afterwards so that you get the flavor enhancement.
Well, okay, what I mean is I use it in the preparation in the delivery of food, but I do cook with it some. I do.
That's a health destroying habit. I don't want to mince words, but
No, I brought you here for your
people they should take the frying pan out of there wherever they keep it and they turn it upside down, hit themselves on the head really hard with it so it's associated with pain, and then throw the stupid thing out.
So how would you cook onions, for example, to get them ready to go into some kind of food?
You can do them in water. I have a cook who
which I've done. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I do that in a frying pan, so I couldn't throw my frying pan out.
Well, you can do it in a pot, too.
Oh, yeah, I guess I could
do
that.
The point is that if you have a frying pan, you're probably going to fry with it. That's why
I don't fry a lot of stuff, but I see your point. So yeah. So whatever you cook things in, cook them in water, right? Is that not oils?
Yeah. I mean, right. That's bad enough because life standard was everything was every creature on the planet eats everything fresh, whole, raw, and organic.
Right, right.
Except us and who think we know better than nature and better than God.
Mm-hmm.
And the animals that depend on us, they get food out of bags.
Yeah.
Right? So, but the standard in nature was everything fresh, whole, raw, and organic. And when you cook in water, you already lose quite a bit. When you cook mm-hmm. in oil, you not only lose all that, but you also burn the food and turn natural molecules into toxic molecules.
What do you think about microwaving vegetables? We found that if we microwave some vegetables like broccoli or green beans in a plastic bag or something, you know, without any oils, that gives them a good flavor. Is there anything wrong with that?
Well, there's something wrong with the microwaves that come out of the door. You know, again, what is the standard? Fresh, whole, raw, and organic.
Right, but I don't like my green beans raw. I like them cooked.
I understand. Then my recommendation is still cook them in water. I used to do cabbage in a microwave.
Doesn't the water leach the vitamins out? I've been told that the microwave, even though, and I look, I don't cook with a microwave typically, but mm-hmm. I don't use it very much at all. But it does seem that the vegetables, some vegetables taste better when they've been microwaved. And I was told that the vitamins would not be leached out like they would be if we boiled them in water or steamed them.
Well, there's some truth to that.
Yeah, okay.
But you still get, there's a study that says that children who eat microwave foods have immune problems that children who don't eat microwave foods.
Oh, well, because you got some people who nuke everything, and I don't do that. Okay, so the oils, though. Now, so what oils do you recommend?
Well, first of all, olive oil. I mean, this is when you're talking about olive oil.
Yeah.
Olive oil, what's good about olive oil, it has not been damaged by the processing if it's extra virgin. There are other olive oils that have, but extra virgin has not been damaged. That's a good thing. But the second part of it is you need omega-3 and omega-6. Those are essential. Body can't make them. You got to have them. They got to mm-hmm. come from food. If you don't get enough because every cell needs them, everything in every cell goes down. You mm-hmm. get deficiency symptoms. They're degenerative in nature. They get worse with time. And if you don't get enough long enough, you die. That's
hold on to that thought, Dr. Erasmus. We'll get to be right back, folks. He says some fats kill other fats. Those are the ones I want to know about. 20 after. We'll do that right after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll get the clock right in a minute. 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out. You can follow me on Twitter at Jim Blasingame. And when you get to my website, I hope you'll check out my blog and my knowledge base and subscribe to my free newsletter and check out the Brain Trust members there. Look at our schedule, see who's going to be on the show this week and see who you're interested in. And of course, you can listen live on the radio, you can listen live on the internet, or you can go back and listen to past interviews that we've already done either that later that day or a week from now or a year from now or 10 years from now, hopefully. Dr. Udo Erasmus is with us, ladies and gentlemen. He is the author of Fats That Heal, Fats That Kill, and I'm going to turn him loose in just a second. I want you to tell us about... we got people waiting, you know, with bated breath and their pens and paper in hand, ready to find out what kind of fats heal and what fats kill, and how do we get the fats that eat other fats, that kill other fats?
Right. When we took the break, I was talking about what happens when you don't get omega-3 and 6. The third part of it is if you bring them back, all the problems that come from not getting enough are reversed because life knows what to do with them in the body provided you make sure you bring them in. That's the only thing you got to do. So those are omega-3 and 6. By the way, there's also a cookbook called Omega-3 Cuisine where we show people how to cook using oils without wrecking the oils and turning them into cancer-causing inflammatory problems. Omega-3 Cuisine. done by a celebrity chef. I just explained to him how not to wreck the oil.
All right.
He then did the recipes.
And the name of it's called?
Omega-3 Cuisine. Recipes for Health and Pleasure.
Now, your book is called Fast Heal. Where is that available?
That's the big one. It's in books and print, so any bookstore can bring it in for people.
All right, and the last name is Erasmus with an E. All right, so help us get started on a healthy diet.
Okay.
You see, all you've been talking about so far is fats, and we don't like to think about eating fats. We eat food.
On my website there, I developed three food pyramids, one for healthy, one for sick, and one for active people. And the foundation is always green foods. This is the green planet. Everything we cut on this planet originally comes from plants, comes from soil, but comes from plants.
Right.
So that's number one on the base of the food pyramid. The second level is good fats and protein, because they're essential nutrients from both that we have to have. So we got to have those things. And then the fuel, which is the carbs, the saturated fats, the monounsaturated fats like olive oil, those go on the third level. We say emphasize greens, good fats, and proteins. Get your carbs from green fats as much as possible. On the third level, we say never eat more than you burn, because when you eat carbs, either you burn them or you're going to wear them.
Right.
But they get you into a carb addiction cycle.
Yeah.
For high blood sugar, low blood sugar. And low blood sugar, your body says, eat or die. And then you're going to eat to get your blood sugar back up. But it takes time to digest the food that you eat. By the time your blood sugar is normal, you've eaten more than you needed. And that's called, that gets you into the carb addiction cycle.
You've talked a lot about green plants. Do you eat meat?
I do.
All right. What do you think?
I do, because it's protein. I'm not a vegetarian, but we probably need to eat a lot more vegetables than we do.
More vegetables and less meat?
Yeah.
And more vegetables and meat and less carbs?
Absolutely less carbs. The overweight epidemic from 25% to 65% of the population happened in 20 years of being told to eat less fat and more carbs.
Yeah.
And the carbs got put on the base of the food pyramid, and overweight went from 25% to 65% of the population. And what we need to do instead is to do a fuel shift and use good fats that are not damaged and have omega-3s and 6s as our major fuel, and they will help us burn the body fat, because they turn on fat burning and they turn off
fat production. Tell us again what those fats are. That's good fats.
Well, they come in brown glass bottles, in a box, in the fridge, in health food stores, and the one I put together...
They're not on the shelf. They're not on the room temperature shelf. They're in the refrigerator.
They're in a
health food store.
Because omega-3s are sensitive and need to be made and stored and used with care.
Right.
You never use them for frying, but you put them in the food after it comes off the fire. It goes in hot soup, on steamed vegetables, but it goes in literally any food. Enhances flavors, improves absorption of nutrients, and increases fat.
So if I started spreading, you said I need 4 tablespoons of this fat. If I started spreading that on my salads, on my beans, in my soup. What benefits should I expect to receive from that?
Well, you'll have more energy. Your skin will be nicer. You'll have more energy. Your mood may be better. You may feel less stressed and more calm. Hmm. And people, that's what we first noticed.
Will I lose weight?
You will lose weight if you lower the carbs and use good fats as fuel instead. They turn on fat burning. They do it very effectively.
But it should have been
understood that not eating fat is what's making us fat, eating fat. Fat does not make you fat. Even Atkins, who used the wrong kind of fats for health, got benefits from them in weight loss. Because unlike the carbs, they don't turn on fat production.
The problem we have, though, we're all busy. The problem is that the convenience of food today for busy people is carb, isn't it?
Yeah, and convenience kills.
Yeah,
convenience means you're going downhill.
You heard it here, ladies and gentlemen. I like the way this guy talks.
Gutter.
He doesn't mince words. Dr. Erasmus, will you come back another day? We've got more to talk about. Thanks a lot for being here. Give us your website, please.
Rightfatdiet.com.
Rightfatdiet.com. Check it out, folks. Thanks. We'll see you next time.
Quick break. Thank you.
With me. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.